you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And I would think that Virgil would put, you know, effort into the dress. I don't know.
What's up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and it's where we keep you updated on everything that's happening in hip hop culture. I am one of your hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
It's Monday.
Happy Monday.
And woo, what a weekend we had.
Crazy weekend.
We gotta get into the legend that is DMX. He passed away and the whole world has been celebrating him. Mm-hmm. Black Rob has revealed that he's homeless and he suffers from multiple health issues right now. Someone else that has had a lot of her fans worried right now is Chica. Mm-hmm. Then we have Kid Cudi, who rocked a dress on his Saturday Night Live performance this past weekend. Your boy Chet Hanks is rapping now. White Boy Summer is apparently on the way. And also on the way, Travis Scott has confirmed that there's a new Don Toliver album in the works. Plus, we're answering some of the YouTube community questions from last week when we asked, do we think Diddy is wrong for calling out corporations for not paying artists?
Right.
Ooh, let's get into it. Okay, so we lost a hip-hop legend this past weekend.
Yeah, on Friday, DMX, it was announced that he had passed away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was in a vegetative state for several days after having a heart attack. The entire world obviously was feeling it. Mm-hmm. When they announced it, it was so crazy because, you know, it had been like days of people saying rest in peace and DMX is gone. And I'm like, why are they wishing death on this man?
Right, exactly.
And then so once it got actually confirmed, I was just like, goodness.
Yeah, like on all our episodes that whole week, it was like one side said this, another side said this. You know, reports came out, was like talking too much and they didn't really know what was going on. So like for the actual, to how it ended was like, dang, like just
right.
It's tough,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, like I was taking a nap. I woke up, somebody called me and they're like, yo, I can't believe he really died. I'm like, yo, they said this like five times already. Just wait until there's an official announcement.
Right.
And he's like, no, ABC just announced it. And the news networks are starting
CNN
to announce it
stuff,
right now.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just like, wow. So this is like reputable sources this time. Mm. I'm just like, dang, man, the dog is really gone.
Sucks.
Yeah, nah. DMX is a legend, though. Like, when you talk about hip hop culture, he is that, like,
definitely.
From his raps to his freestyles to his battles, his movies, his performances, his entire lifestyle, just the way he lived his life was hip-hop culture. So, yeah, man, this is a huge loss.
Yeah.
A lot of people are hurting right now, but I just feel like, you know, we're going to continue to celebrate his life. One thing I did really, really enjoy, it was really emotional, but I still, like, just loved what he had to say, was when Swiss Beatz came out and spoke. He posted up a video, it was about 8 minutes long, just speaking on DMX, his life, the way DMX lived his life, his trials and tribulations. Like, he just covered everything.
Yeah.
He was the biggest because he prayed for everybody else more than he did for himself. He'd get on that stage and pray for 15,000 people, knowing that he needed more prayers than everybody that he was praying for. My brother would pray for everybody before he prayed for himself. My brother would take care of everybody before he would take care of himself.
And It was interesting because he spoke on how DMX brought so much happiness to other people and mm-hmm. all the different ways that he was just really a man of the people. Mm-hmm. But he was like, yeah, DMX suffered every day. And I was like, well, that makes sense. Honestly, like just mm-hmm. seeing what he went through with being in and out of jail, the drugs, everything like that. Mm-hmm. Like he was like, he was able to still be happy, bring happiness to other people, but he was going through his own internal battles, and he just shed light on some of that. He also shed light on just how giving a person DMX was. So it was just a great video.
Yeah, it was really good what he had to say. And a lot of people mm-hmm. were bringing up, you know, the fact that we did get to see DMX in the Verses set. Mm-hmm. And it was like that one last time yeah. to really see him perform and go crazy like that. So a lot of people really, that brought Verses back again into like talk of conversation to being something positive, positive platform.
You're right, so, man. Yeah. And that made me have a whole new appreciation for Verses, because I'm like, wow, mm-hmm. nowhere else would we have gotten to see this before yeah. DMX passed if that didn't happen, if the Verses didn't happen. Like, mm-hmm. there was no big DMX concerts before then that were, mm-hmm. like, on video available for everybody to see. So that made me be like, okay, Swiss and Tim, y'all got something with the Verses thing there.
Exactly.
Because, yeah, like, that's just a great place. And, like, even with Earth, Wind & Fire yeah. and the Isley Brothers, like, we wouldn't see that anywhere else. So mm-mm. no, I really did appreciate Verses after DMX passed even more. But yeah, I encourage people to check out the whole video of Swiss speaking, because mm-hmm. he just really put his like heart and soul into that video. I might have shed a couple tears, may or may not have,
little thug tears, you know,
when I watched the Swiss video. But mm-hmm. long live DMX. Long story short, yeah. I saw so many dope stories on the internet, like of people having encounters with him. Mm-hmm. Like he was at somebody's wedding randomly, just in there dancing.
Like, see, I love little stuff like that.
Man. He was at Waffle House mopping up floors for the employees. Like yeah. so many random people just had stories of DMX. So it just goes to show the true legend that he was. Mm-hmm. So rest in peace to DMX.
Yeah, I also saw where they did say that his album is finished. So mm-hmm. that could be coming up soon. And also a documentary was in the works as well. So it'd be interesting to see if those type of moments make it into a documentary, or those stories get told, or if it actually gets finished. So.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. You know what's interesting to me about that, though, about them announcing the album and the documentary so fast? Mm-hmm. It was a little questionable to me.
They could have waited. They could have waited.
Like, in my mind, like, if you're a label who's putting out the album or whoever had this documentary in the works, mm-hmm. why is that your first thought after this man who's been a staple and an icon in our lives for so many years? After mm-hmm. he passes away, why is your first thought, oh, let's announce the album now, or let's announce the documentary? It's like, did you really have any type of love yeah. for him? Or what was this? Was this a parasitic relationship? Because why the day he died are you announcing an album?
Maybe they, for the benefit of the doubt, maybe they thought like it would help ease the fans in some type of way, but still was kind of too early.
That's a little questionable to me. Yeah. I'm not saying you gotta wait a year, but the day of, that's yeah. I'm side-eyeing that. Maybe they'll announce like, oh, some of the proceeds are going to go to his family, or maybe something mm-hmm. like that, hopefully. But
yeah, something.
Yeah, that was a little to me. Now, another thing, another just heartbreaking story we heard this weekend was about Black Rob and the trials that he's been going through recently.
Yeah, it was, I guess it started off with him posting a picture of him in the hospital. Is that mm-hmm. what happened?
Yeah, he posted a picture of him in the hospital. If you don't remember Black Rob, you definitely remember his song, Whoa. It's a classic, mm-hmm. 2000 classic. So many people love that song still. That song still gets played today.
Yeah.
So he posted up a picture of him in the hospital. Then he posted a video of him explaining just all mm-hmm. the health battles that he's been fighting over these past few years.
Shit is crazy. This shit is hard, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't got no house to live in except probably, man, an apartment, man, for me and my man to be trying to get together, man. I'm telling you, man, this shit is strange. It's, it's hard, man, you know.
Yeah, so in the video, he goes on to say, like, how just he's been living homeless. He was in this crazy pain. He's had four strokes. He's been dealing with it for 5 years. And also, I don't think he said it in the video, but it's been noted that he's dealt with high blood pressure. And he told, like, Sway in the Morning some years back that he was taking 10 pills a day to keep his condition under control. So Black Rob was really going through it all these years, and we really didn't know about it.
And that's the thing with these legends and these people that put out this classic music and this stuff that's made millions of dollars. It's like, do they have anything to show for it?
Right.
A lot of the time. And I didn't know he was going through this for all this time. A lot of people didn't know he was going through this. So when we see the how he looks in the video, it's very concerning. It's very off-putting. And then for him to say he doesn't have a home to go to.
Right.
That was a lot.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it too. He doesn't look good in the video, like, at all. You can obviously tell he's going through some things.
Yeah.
But it's just like you said, we would have never known.
Yeah.
Like, we just think that these artists are just okay. Mm-hmm. They just live their life privately, but they actually be going through some stuff.
Yeah, and a lot of people were speaking out on the Black Rob thing. One of the main ones was Styles P. You know, they were all Bad Boy affiliated. Mm-hmm. And Styles P said, "Where is the union for rappers and artists? What is happening to Black Rob has happened to many artists before him and will continue to happen to artists after him. Protection and a union is much needed. And those who are up that came from the bottom, remember how it feels to be down and help out if you could. We need a union."
I think they do.
Yeah.
For stuff like this, for sure, for sure.
Yeah, man. There's no reason the man who made Whoa should be homeless. If your song from 2000 is still getting played in 2021, you should not be homeless.
Exactly.
Yeah, and to go through all these health issues and not have a way to pay your bills, I think a union is definitely needed.
You know, I would think, like, I don't know if he's still, like, with a label. You would think, like, labels would help out or, you know, but you know how those go. There should be some type of union, some type of, I don't know, not a, like a GoFundMe, but just like something.
And I think they did make a GoFundMe for him, actually. It's sad that, you know, they had to resort to that. But I'm hoping, like, people that were affiliated with him and did benefit off of the success of the song see it in their heart to help out. But I think a formal union would be good.
I think so, too.
But, yeah, man, hopefully Black Rob can get through this. He sounded like he was tired of fighting in the video. He even said it. He's like, "I need rest." And that's not something that we want to see happen to our artists, happen to legends, people that, you know, brought us joy with their music. So, yeah, prayers up to Black Rob. Now, somebody else that needs prayers right now, Chica.
Yeah, Chica, she posted a tweet and it had a lot of her fans concerned of what's going on with her. It's a lengthy tweet. It was a Apple note that she tweeted on her Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah, so what Chica said in her Twitter note was that it starts off saying, "It's really cool watching the world not give a F and paint you as a villain." Then she goes on to say that, "Today I shared that I was thinking of retiring because the mental toll being in the industry has taken on me is not something you bounce back from easily." She said she's told her team, her therapist, her friends, acquaintances, and today she had told Twitter. She goes to say, "When you have depression, the negative self-talk you have towards yourself is deafening. Now imagine a slew of weirdos dogpiling on top of thoughts you already have to fight off yourself. It's not cool. It's not trolling or stan culture. You're pushing people to a point of no return." She said, "With that, I'm out. If it doesn't work, I'll try again. I don't care. Have fun. I never effing liked it here anyway."
Wow.
So
she said a lot.
She did say a lot. So a lot of people put that as maybe a suicide scare.
What added on to that, though, was the video that she posted, because she posted up a video of herself crying and basically saying the same thing she said in the note. Mm-hmm. But at the end, she said, "I hope y'all die with me." All the people that dogpiled on her, she said, "I hope y'all die with me." So now people are like, OK, well, she's planning on dying and she's wishing death on people at the same time. So it's just like she's obviously going through a lot. She's been through things in the industry. Mm-hmm. I would say the same thing for her that I would say for Dani Leigh. Like, I know social media, one of the key words is social, but these people ain't your friend, honey. You got to know, like, this,
right.
you got to just have it in your mind. Like, I know I want to get these thoughts off. I know I want to vent. It's not fair because it is your social media. You should be able to go up there, say whatever you want to say, mm-hmm. talk about how you're feeling, vent, you know, if you want to retire, announce that you're going to retire and have it go over peacefully. But that's really not the reality of social media. People want to say the most hurtful thing they can say. Mm-hmm. They want to try and get a reaction out of you. And if you know, like, you're prone to that and that's going to deeply affect you, mm-hmm. sometimes it's good to back away from that a little bit, like, you know, and like with Chica too, she's so talented. I hate to see her go on social media and people exacerbate the issue by mm-hmm. just being negative towards her and all that. So it's a hard thing, but sometimes you just gotta hop offline. And even if she needs to take a break in her career or completely stop for however long, maybe mm-hmm. forever, like, that's more than fine for her to do. You just got to know social media is never going to have your best interest at hand. Mm-hmm. Your fans are up there, but your haters and people who are indifferent are also up there. So you just got to know that. Keep that in the back of our mind. I wish the best for Chica. I wish the best for her mental health. Mm-hmm. And I hope she just keeps going forward in therapy and does whatever she feels best for her.
Right. And I had saw some tweets where, like, a couple of fans were like, they're kind of responding to Chica being like, you focus on all the negative tweets, but you miss all the positive things that your fans say. And a lot of people were like, you know, you get all this positivity from people, but you mm-hmm. always going to remember the negative that's told about you. Mm-hmm. Like, you always going to remember what something bad, something said about you.
Right.
Which kind of sucks that we do that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Chica's not the only one who's experienced stuff like that. We've had things like you said, Dani Leigh and Ari Lennox and Summer Walker have always said they want to get off social media and this industry is so, like, crazy.
Right.
So it's kind of interesting to think of, like, every artist kind of, like, struggle that we don't see. Mm-hmm. And the ones that do decide to post about it, it's like, dang, this music thing really kind of, if you really love music, it's like you really got to deal or be strong with this whole industry.
Yeah.
Because it will take a toll on you clearly through all these artists. So.
Exactly. And that's when the importance of having trusted people in your circle, whether it be your friends, your family, your team, mm-hmm. whichever people you trust most, that's when they really come in handy. Because sometimes instead of hopping on Twitter and saying, hey, yo, I feel like retiring, mm-hmm. then you tell your friends, your homies, your best homie or your team, whoever in your life, like, okay, I'm thinking about this. And then when you make a decision for real, you just tell people what it is and let it go. Your fans that love your music, they're going to keep loving the music that you've already put out mm-hmm. and your product. Yeah, they're going to wish they had more from you, but they're going to understand ultimately.
Yeah.
And then you'll just be able to stand confident in your decision. And then whoever feels a way about it, they just feel a way.
Exactly.
Speaking of people feeling a way, a mm-hmm. lot of people felt a way on Saturday night when Kid Cudi popped up for his Saturday Night Live performance wearing a dress.
Yeah, I didn't get to see the actual episode, but of course I saw pictures online of Kid Cudi in this, was it a halter top floral dress? Well, it was something going on.
Yes, it was a floral sundress.
Yes, white. It mm-hmm. was like red coloring. I mean, it's a cute dress, but
I didn't think it was the cutest.
You think it's the cutest?
Yeah, I didn't mind the fact of him wearing a dress, but I was just like, the dress didn't slay for me.
True.
Honest, to be quite honest, mm-hmm. but that wasn't the issue most people had. Most people had the issue with the fact that he was wearing a dress, period.
Yeah, but it came out that the dress was like a dedication to Kurt Cobain.
Mm-hmm.
But I never saw a Kurt Cobain in the dress. I couldn't see it online. But
oh, yeah, yeah. I saw it. So Kurt Cobain had on a dress that looked pretty similar. Kurt's dress was more of like a house dress, like something grandma would put on to make breakfast in the morning, more of that type of deal.
Okay.
But Kid Cudi's was more of a, oh, I'm stepping out. Like, it's sundress season is here,
period.
Summertime, mm-hmm. you know.
Got
I'm trying to make my butt look good in this. That's what Kid Cudi's dress was giving.
Okay.
But the reason why he even wore the dress in the first place was to honor Kurt, because Kurt, his death anniversary would have been April 5th. Mm-hmm. And then Cudi was on Saturday Night Live a few days after that. So he was just like, all right, I'm going to pay homage to Kurt. And he also paid homage to Chris Farley, who was a part of Saturday Night Live. He wore a Chris Farley t-shirt. So he kind of was giving a tribute to both of them by what he had on during the performance. And a lot of people didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I guess when you know the reasoning behind it, it's like, oh, okay, but.
Yeah, and I just, even if he didn't have any reason, even if out of the clear blue sky, he just wanted to wear that. Like, I didn't understand why people cared so much. Like, I'm like, okay, that's him. He wants to do him. Sure. Like,
right. It's just like Young Thug wearing that blue dress.
Yeah. On, like, on the Jeffrey album cover. Yeah. Like, y'all was cool with that, but y'all not cool with this. Okay. Right.
If you want to wear a dress, if you want to feel free down there, you know, go ahead and wear your dress.
Yeah. So I just, I was neither here nor there about it. I didn't feel like, oh, he shouldn't have did that. Like, I just,
yeah,
it's not that big a deal to me. But I will say, like, if you're going to step out in one, really step out.
You got to come with it.
You got to come with it.
Come on, Kid. Right. Has,
it didn't slay like it could have.
It wasn't giving us life.
Yeah, it wasn't. I feel like Kurt's was more, his was more of a laid back look. Like, it was real, you know, chill. Like, this is just what I'm on right now. Cuddy's was more like, I'm trying to do a lot. Mm-hmm. But I really didn't, you know, give what was given. But he did say Virgil Abloh designed the dress.
Huh, okay.
So that was an interesting tidbit about it. That I was is like, interesting. Okay, Virgil. That's I wonder how that came about.
Yeah, me too. And I would think that Virgil would put, you know, effort into the dress. I don't know.
Right. Like, I love, like, the shoes that Virgil's been coming out with recently, the sneakers and all of that. So
yeah.
I'm just like, why you even come with it with the dress?
It's designers nowadays just don't be, they be lazy. I don't know.
Okay, other surprising things that happened this past weekend. Chet Hanks, our favorite white Jamaican.
Yeah, sure, we'll call them that.
Chet Hanks is rapping now. Yeah, he's getting his music career started. He already declared it a white boy summer.
He did.
So now he's getting ready for that with a song.
Yeah, the only part I saw that in the music video too, I just saw where he put his face in twerking booty in the video. I said, that's Chet Hanks right there. So, I mean, do we like this song?
Chet Hanks, I want to let you know something. He said it's a white boy summer for like Jack Harlow type white boys, John B.
Yeah.
Chet Hanks, let me let you know something.
Let him know.
Jack Harlow would never. John B. would never.
Right.
He would never do something like this, okay? It would have been a more well-executed situation. Mm-hmm. What it looked like to me, the white boy summer music video, it looked like a parody or a ripoff maybe of the Hot Girl Summer video.
Facts.
But it's just white boy summer version. Like, nah, Chet, you could have came a little harder than that for white boy summer. If you really want this thing to hit hard, we need a little something better. Get one of your friends, get one of your rapper friends or whoever you got to write some bars for you, get you on a good beat and redo it. Come a little bit harder. That's what I needed for that. If we gonna really try to make this white boy summer thing happen.
You can't declare white boy summer and not make us be like, oh snap, it is a white boy summer. Like, that video was like, is it really white boy summer? I'm not sure.
Jack Harlow would never.
That's all I gotta say about it.
Now let's talk about Travis Scott, because he just came with some great news. He tweeted out, can't wait for this Don Toliver album. Ish makes no sense. Simple, short, to the point, but he's letting us know that Don Toliver album is on the way, and I need it ASAP.
I do too. I love the first one, so I really need another one from Don Toliver. Period.
Yes, and I still have not stopped listening to Don Toliver's song on the Nas album. The one he has with, it's Nas, Big Sean, and Don Toliver, Replace Me.
Yep.
That has, like, been my song since the album came out. So I'm just like, I need new music from Don Toliver. So I was excited to read this.
Yeah, same. And I love the one. I think Travis Scott is on the Euphoria with Don Toliver and Cash Page. So Travis Scott is making some more like that with Don Toliver.
Yes.
That'd be lit.
We need it ASAP. Mm-hmm. All right, lastly, let's get into our questions, the one we asked last week. So Diddy put out an open letter stating that corporations need to start paying black creators. Now, a lot of people turned their head and was side-eyeing Diddy because it's like, well, you're kind of notorious, no pun intended, for not paying artists.
Right. Yeah. So on our community page on the Hip Hop DX YouTube, we had just asked, you know, what did you think about Diddy's open letter? Because there were a lot of mixed reactions to it. So we want to know what you said.
Okay. I saw a couple of good comments. I don't think anybody was on Diddy's side in the comments.
Yeah, not at all.
Usually we have people arguing both sides in the comment section. But on this one, it was pretty unanimous. People were like, basically saying Diddy didn't have room to talk. Damian Kirksley said, sounds like somebody needs to put his money where his mouth is. Then you have Worldwide Wyatt, who brought up the Black Rob situation, and he was like, meanwhile, Black Rob is laying in a hospital wondering what Diddy bought with his money. I was like, ooh, spicy. They're getting a little spicy in there.
I got one from Chastity Randolph. She said, Diddy, dear Diddy, no one, and I mean absolutely no one, is taking you seriously right now. Even Cassie been dropped that ass. Stop it now, sir.
Ooh, they brought Cassie into it.
They brought you the ex up.
They wasn't playing.
Not at all. Oh,
man, I had another one from Tamira Ahmed. He said, out of all these hip-hop billionaires and near billionaires, the weird thing is that Kanye, who is the craziest, out of his mind, eccentric guy, is also the most honest and open. Diddy, Dre, and Jay-Z all have some shady deals and shady moves.
Ooh.
So he came out shooting at everybody.
He said everybody can get in today.
He said, y'all billionaires, y'all need to do better, y'all need to be more transparent, and y'all need to pay people more.
I got one from 90s Baby. They said MF worth almost $1 billion and all his artists probably ended up working at Walmart.
Wow.
Ooh, come
they
on,
know
not
that was wrong for that one.
Not Wally World.
Dang. Mm. Oh, one right below 90s Baby. Pounds 978 was like, you heard the phrase, don't hate the messenger, but this is that one exception in reverse.
Ooh.
Think about it. Think about it now.
Okay.
He said, don't hate the message. So instead of don't hate the messenger, don't hate the message. He's telling Diddy, hey, take your own message into account.
Exactly.
So I kind of like that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh, we had some good comments.
You have some good ones on there.
Y'all was laying into Diddy. I mean, on the episode, I was giving Diddy some grace. I was like, you know, that was him back then. Now he's very pro black creator. He's got a lot of black people on his networks, black people in position. Mm-hmm. But y'all was like, forget all that.
Nah, there's not letting up. Right.
Y'all was not having it. But of course, we're going to keep the YouTube community discussions coming. Keep checking the Hip Hop DX YouTube page for new questions and new feedback that we want to get from you.
Yeah.
That's going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to us while you're up there on our YouTube channel, you know, checking for the checking for the new questions. Subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening to it right this second.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, like our Instagram and our Twitter at HipHopDX.
Yep, follow our social media as well. I'm at Asia Sky on everything.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.